Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist, I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to add one thing to the last episode I just did. So if you ever have that happen, where somebody's doing a tit for tat or they're correcting you, even though they're wrong and you're right, like I described in my situation, the important thing, a really, really important thing for you and for that environment is that even though I know that I was 100% correct in both of the things that I had said and someone was like correcting me, even though whenever I looked it up, they were wrong. It's really important to, I would say, keep it to yourself. And let them realize that they were wrong. It's very important, especially if you happen to actually be dealing with an abuser or a narcissist, or in this case, this person could be jealous of me or envious in some way, and that might be why they're doing this bizarre tit for tat. But it's very important to, I'm going to keep this to myself. You know, maybe somebody else looked up what we had talked about and maybe they'll mention it. But see, if I were to mention it, if I were to bring it up, oh, by the way, I was right about both those points, it would look overboard. It would look as if they had gotten in my head. And if you're dealing with a narcissist or your abuser and they're doing this to you constantly, you don't want them to know that they've gotten into your head. You don't want them to know that. So even though you know the truth, even though I know the truth, you know, I don't want this person to know that I've been thinking about it, that it bothered me. You don't want anyone to know that, right? I wanted to know it because it bothered me because I thought, well, I'm pretty sure about this, you know. So I literally looked it up and I was like, okay, I was right. So it was dumb of them to try to correct me when they were wrong. It's very weird, in my opinion. It's a waste of time, right? It's a waste of time. But I just thought it's, you know, you don't want to let somebody who does this a lot to get into your head. So again, it actually relates well to the episode I did where I think the title was How Abuse is a Waste of Time. But this relates too. So if somebody is doing something like this, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of the people around you because they're getting false information from the person that was wrong. And it's just a waste of my energy, right? That I let it get to me. But I'm glad that I looked it up and I found out I was 100% right because I just thought, okay, so next time this person does this, one, I don't need to correct them. I'm just going to let them live in their incorrectness and just let them be wrong, you know. But it's very important to, I would say, to not come back with a comeback. Like, just let it go because it would just be more of a waste of time. But very important because I think a lot of times we do want to come back with that. We want to show everybody, see, told you so, right? Like, you know, why'd you even correct me? But it would look as if, it would look like it bothered you. So you don't want somebody to know that, right? So just my recommendation would be to keep it to yourself and just be confident in it, right? And pick and choose your battles. But that's all. This is the Complex PTSD guy signing off.